The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for pretty gory. You may experience swearing, violence, and sexual situations that you engage in often, hopefully never, and only in your dreams. Parents need to watch your children. They could learn more than you want them to.
They don't appear to be
This is a Milk and Seawater production. Entertainment is always free.
Computer?
Yes, Commander.
Please create supplementary personal log for today.
Yes, Commander.
These are the court notes of Fleet Admiral Beers, Commander, United States Solar Forces, regarding the inquest and debriefing of Captain Dylan Pike and his involvement in the failure and subsequent events surrounding the Asimov 1 mission to probe the Alpha Centauri region of the galaxy. Computer? Captain Pike's testimony is a matter of military court.
Computer, I need you to start an official captain's log, and I want you to add a copy of everything happening on the bridge to my personal log until I tell you to stop. I have a feeling that if we live through this, I'm going to need a complete record for whatever kind of hearing they hold.
Yes, Captain.
Captain's log, you're going to have to excuse me if I'm a little distracted while I do this, because I know it's important that we document it, but at the same time, I've got a lot to try and pay attention to here, so I'm going to try and give you the situation as we go along. We just suffered some kind of hull breach in our engineering section that has put our FTL drive completely out of service. Thankfully, we only suffered one casualty, but it's regrettably Chief Engineer Melznick, and the man I sent to survey this situation, Bioengineer Thompson, says it's an irreparable mess. One interesting thing, Ensign Higgins, adjust course to the left of that planet ahead, say 223.7 as the crow flies.
Yes, Captain.
One interesting thing is he reports no foreign matter in the engine room, which suggests that what hit us was more like a focused blast of energy. And though that would suggest a weapon of some sort, and I can't even imagine what kind of technology it would take to target something moving at the speed of light. And we haven't seen anything since we dropped out of FTL to suggest a responsible hostile party. Okay, Ensign, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take what speed we have left and slingshot that planet with it, just like every trainee does 100 times in the simulator before he or she graduates.
Yes, Captain. Plotting course now.
Now give me the 1MC.
Intercom on, Captain.
Attention crew, this is Captain Dylan Pike speaking. Our FTL is disabled permanently, so kiddies, we're gonna attempt a return trip home. All personnel are to gather all of the food and medical supplies they can carry and report to the lifeboat portion of the ship immediately to secure themselves for a rough ride. You have 8 minutes to comply or risk being left behind. Thompson, seal Mr. Melznick's remains in a body bag and Velcro the bag to the ceiling in the galley until we can make more appropriate arrangements. That is all. Ensign, when we come out the other side pointed homeward, I want you to use the directional thrusters to rotate us so that when the lifeboat detaches, it's pointed toward our solar system. Whether we can eventually get there or not is another story. But that aside, what I want you to do then is separate us from the main body of the ship with all the thrust we have, minus 20 minutes worth of burn, so that we can maneuver on the trip home if we have to. Do you understand?
Yes, Captain.
Excellent. Now keep paying attention, because this is where it gets a little hairy. When we are 2 miles from the ship's main body, I want you to detonate the auto-destruct aboard it.
Sir?
It's okay. The hull of the lifeboat is built to take it, and we need every ounce of push we can muster, because it's a long trip home, and we're going to be going a lot slower than we came. Besides, if we're attacked, I'd rather not leave anything behind for anyone to salvage. You understand?
Yes, sir.
One final thing, Ensign.
Sir?
If you pray, this is a worthy occasion. Computer.
Yes, Captain.
Please note the orders I have given the Ensign and make sure Terra Command hears that they came from me. And that I I assume all responsibility.
Of course, Captain.
Shit, I hope this works.
Captain.
End log, now.
Captain Pike's testimony is a matter of military court record and supplemental log.
Yes, Commander. Log ended.
And now we welcome all the solar system's colonies from Mercury to Pluto back to the Solar NFL's premier game day and 3D pre-game show live on Earth. And here's the football's Venus, Jillian G, in her intra-solar system game day weather forecast.
Hey, gang! Jillian G and my weather romp! Check out the 3D graphics and my tan! Now, follow the 3D graphic over to the Volks Stadium and check out this new pressure system building here to the south. Perfect home field advantage for the Valkyries! Ow! Keep those infrared filters on if you're gonna be at the game later today.
If you had a Shams out, you'd get rid of all the dirt that ever came into your life.
Booyah, that Shams out, only $19.95. Put a Sham now on your solar credit card and get a second Shams out for free. Booyah!
All day long, you'd clean and clean and clean if you had a Shams out. Booyah!
S-Q-M-I, the Shams. Food and oxygen running out. And no makeup, healthy food, beverages, or men. Their only weapons, myriad pillows and the bikinis they were dropped off in on Asteroid M. They can choose makeup, pizza, tequila, a pillow fight, or the one man who was also trapped on Asteroid M. You guessed it. The Sham Zhao Hunk. Which will they choose before particle beams are directed at their compound? Asteroid M.I. the
Thank you for listening to the Broken Sea audio production of 2109, Black Sun Rising, the prequel logs, written by Matt Willer, based on the pending original science fiction audio drama written by Bill Holloway. The cast, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the computer and the cast credits computer announcer. Matt Willer as Dylan Pike, Joe Stofko as Admiral Veers, Jack Ward as the ensign, Mark Colita as the sportscaster for the Solar Football League, W. Ralph Walters as the Solar NFL host, Lothar Tuppen as the Terra Pitchman, John Bell as the announcer for Reality TV, Solar Core RTSC, Amanda Fitzwater as Jillian G, the Solar Football League weather girl and model. The ratings game audio is courtesy of P.S. Gifford and Broken Sea Audio Productions and stars Bruce Busby and James Leeper. The music for tonight's show was supplied by Warhorse Audio and the Celestio Eon Project by permission. Thank you for listening. Please return soon for the pending audio drama 2109 Black Sun Rising. This has been a Broken Sea Audio production, and I am Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard of Gypsy Audio. Have a good evening.
Scandal Project.
In the year 1988, the crime rate in the United States rises 400%. The once great city of New York becomes the one maximum security prison for the entire country. A 50-foot containment wall is erected along the New Jersey shoreline, across the Harlem River, and down along the Brooklyn shoreline. It completely surrounds Manhattan Island. All bridges and waterways are mined. The United States Police Force, like an army, is encamped around the island. The prison's name, New York Maximum Security Penitentiary, Manhattan Island. There are no guards inside the prison, only prisoners and the worlds they have made. This is the Broken Sea audio production of Escape from New York.
Coming 2009, the mayhem begins.
You go in, find the president, and bring him out in 24 hours, and you're a free man.
I'll think about it.
No time. Give me an answer.
So get a new president. Trade Center dead ahead. Should be there now. Said, hold on.
Where'd you learn to drive?
Come, Snake.
In the race to the North Pole, who will become the victor and who will fall to the ravages of the cold beneath? Philip Syntax is the world's best biomechanic with a checkered past of betrayal and lost love. When given a chance at redemption by the celebrated soldier Gideon Lightbridge, how can he refuse? This ill-fated expedition turns from daring to disastrous when their airship, the Northern Fancy, crashes in the far and frozen north, leaving the crew stranded without hope. But that isn't the worst of it. One by one, the dead crew members arise from the cold ashes to seek the warmth of the living, and it becomes every man for himself in an effort not to join the ranks of the revenants. From Dynamic Ram Audio Productions, The Cold Beneath, by Tonya Brown. Visit our website at www.dynamic-ram.co.uk. The Cold Beneath is also available on Amazon, iTunes, and Google Play.
So cold.